Citizen testimony at last night's borough assembly meeting was both satisfied and skeptical about the Houston-based independent producer Hillcorp taking over BP's interest in the Trans-Alaska oil pipeline, along with pipelines on the North Slope. Philip White has written his doctoral dissertation on the history of the pipeline system.
This is not a private business transaction. This is fundamentally concerned with the public interest. We are talking about moving our public oil through our lands and our waters.
He wanted to know that the oil company has the financial ability to deal with a major oil spill.
And when you have a much smaller company, Hillcorp, coming in and taking over BP's assets, it is really unclear if they have the assets to cover their liabilities.
Tristan Glava was concerned that because Hillcorp is privately owned, it has asked the Regulatory Commission of Alaska to keep its financial statements confidential.
It is a once-in-a-generation happening that ownership in the Trans-Alaska pipeline system would change hands. When I saw that BP was selling its ownership to a LLC rather than another publicly traded multinational corporation, it was a bit worrying, right?
Hillcorp would manage a 48.44% share of the aging Trans-Alaska oil pipeline, which sits on property in the Fairbanks North Star borough and is, in fact, the borough's largest property taxpayer. The resolution was written by Borough Mayor Bryce Ward. Language in it asked for transparency in the deal and for a charter that governs how Hillcorp would operate in Alaska. Others, like Mike Prox, wanted any comments the borough might make to the RCA to be friendly and welcoming.
It's just not a impression that the borough wants to convey to a company that's coming in, and we don't want to convey a message of suspicion or mistrust.
A substitute proposal was written by Assemblymember Frank Tomaszewski because he also thought the tone of the original was not friendly to business.
This transfer is going to happen. I think it is in the best interest of Fairbanks and the borough to come with a tone to this company and be more positive and welcoming.
But member Leah Berman-Williams thought the substitute was missing the financial capacity clause that would hold the company accountable for an oil spill, as well as protections for Alaska workers.
I'm not supportive of the substitute because I think it does not convey important concerns of the community.
Participating in the meeting by telephone, member Mindy O'Neill agreed.
We're the stewards of the public interest. We're not the friendly police. This resolution is saying, trust but verify.
But in an effort to soften the tone, member Marner Sanford amended the resolution to remove both the financial accountability clause and the references requiring a governing charter. After many amendments, the resolution still asked for a transparent process and a demonstration that Hillcorp would operate safely and responsibly. Mayor Bryce Ward says he'll use the resolution itself as the borough's comments to the Regulatory Commission of Alaska today. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.